Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The unrest over the killing of an unarmed black man in Minnesota, George Floyd, came to Boston this weekend with a peaceful protest yesterday that turned chaotic last night. Today, city leaders stood with the black community and denounced the violence. All this comes as the state's economy tries to reemerge from the grips of the coronavirus pandemic. Here to talk about it is WBUR's senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Lisa.
So before we get to the reopening, let's start with the looting and violence that happened in Boston last night. What did city leaders have to say about it today?
Sure. Mayor Marty Walsh, Police Commissioner William Gross, and District Attorney Rachel Rollins all spoke this afternoon to address the protests and the subsequent violence from last night. They did acknowledge and commend the peaceful nature with which the protests began, saying Bostonians did an admirable job of honoring George Floyd. But then the mayor called out people he believes came in from outside Boston simply looking to instigate violence.
To all the folks that came in from the outside, don't lose sight of George Floyd's murder and what demonstrators are trying to do. The actions of some last night hurt that cause and hurt a community that is already hurting more than anyone should ever have to bear.
Commissioner Gross offered similar thoughts, but also shared some personal perspective as the city's first black police commissioner. He called what happened to Floyd murder and even repeated the often heard slogan, Black Lives Matter. While he understands the fear and anger in the community, he also wants people to be respectful of the police and of property.
The Boston Police Department, we pride ourselves in working with the community. We learned the lessons from the past, and we learned lessons from tragedies that are going on today. And again, we applaud everyone that protested peacefully, but unfortunately, others came hell-bent on destroying our city, our great city, our destination city. And we, along with others, there were people from the community as well that were like, no, you cannot destroy our city.
Steve, let's talk about that. What do we know about the arrests and the injuries from last night? Do we know if these were, in fact, bad actors from the outside?
Well, as of this afternoon, Lisa, we don't know the actual identities of those arrested, but Commissioner Gross did give an overview. He said there were 53 arrests and one summons. Of those arrested, 27 have Boston addresses, 24 are from out of town, and 2 are from out of state. As for injuries, 9 police officers and 18 civilians were treated for injuries. None are believed to be serious.
What are we hearing from the city and state attorneys about how they'll handle the cases that involve the protests?
Sure. Both D.A. Rollins and State Attorney General Mara Healey expressed support for the demonstrations. Rollins, who is black, spoke very emotionally about the killing of Floyd and other unarmed black people throughout the country. She says she's exhausted and angry to see the same story unfolding over and over again, and that the protests are a byproduct of desperation.
This burning rage that you are seeing when you turn your TV on or you hear in my voice is real. People are fed up, and to the white community that is now waking up to see this rage, we have been telling you this forever. We have been saying this for decades, and you didn't listen to us. You didn't care until you saw a video.
Now, A.G. Healey added that the people have the constitutional right to protest what they see as injustices and offered her support in making necessary changes.
I will throw whatever resources I have behind legislative and policy efforts. I will not look away. The black community matters. Black lives matter. And I will act in my capacity as best I can to deliver and act and make the change happen.
Earlier today, there was a conference call that President Trump had. Reportedly, during that call, he lashed out at several governors across the United States over the handling of protests in their states, calling the governors weak and saying that they need to, quote, dominate their streets. I wonder what Governor Baker said about that call and whether or not he was on it.
Yeah, the governor was not on that call. He added that that was one of the few calls with the White House that he has missed. Still, he had some strong words for the president.
At so many times during these past several weeks, when the country needed compassion and leadership the most, it was simply nowhere to be found. Instead, we got bitterness, combativeness, and self-interest. That's not what we need in Boston. It's not what we need right now in Massachusetts, and it's definitely not what we need across this great country of ours either.
The governor's been critical of the federal government's handling of the coronavirus, especially PPEs and ventilators, but this is the first time in a long time I can remember him criticizing the president by name.
One more thing, Steve, before we let you go. Implausibly and only temporarily pushed to the back burner in all of this is the fact that more Massachusetts businesses are supposed to be reopening today as the state recovers from the coronavirus outbreak. How have, if at all, those plans changed with the upheaval over the weekend?
Well, for the some of those businesses that were damaged last night, they now have the added burden of having to rebuild and repair. Health data for coronavirus in Massachusetts continues to trend downward, which could very well mean we are on track to go into phase two of reopening a week from today. Now, I think the governor will wait until the end of the week to make that final decision, but today he signed an executive order that clarifies which businesses and sectors all fall into phase two. Beginning today, businesses on that list will be permitted to enter their establishments to prepare for the opening while remaining closed to the public. They're releasing today guidance for the reopening of retail stores, childcare, and recreational summer camps and youth programs, which will be allowed in phase two. There's a lot of guidance for these businesses, and the specifics can be found on the state's website, mass.gov/reopen.
WBUR senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Lisa.